So many times in our lives that we go through so much experience, so much stuff, and it causes us to get into a place in our thoughts, in our minds, and even in our heart where we get stuck. And so many times that we hold on to so much stuff until we don't even have a chance to even release or express some things. I need everybody to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, because it's three words that the Lord wants us all to write down. And then write down these three words. This is some names that we need to write down as well. The Lord had me in the office and asked, in the midst of me praying, He had me to start pondering and thinking about some things that has even occurred inside of my life, inside of my own heart, that I'm still holding on to. The Lord gave me some definitions to some words on today that I'm going to share with you guys. And in the midst of me sharing these things with you guys, if you never ever listened to a sermon before, and I don't preach this scripture before, I want you to listen to it on today. Because it will help us to become exactly where God wants us to become by releasing some things that we have been holding on to for so, so very long. There has been some people that has crossed our path, and even that we have had an encounter with in our lives, beginning in our childhood, even up until now. Whether it's a stranger, or whether it's somebody we went to school with or dealt with or had a relationship with, whether it was even a very enemy or a close, close family member, it does not matter. The three words that the Lord wants us to write down, first, we got to start with our own selves. Sometimes it be hard for us to start with our own selves because we go through a phase of embarrassment, shame, fear, guilt, regret, all this other stuff that hinders us. We get to that place to go through these things all because it's too many times in our lives that we hold on to these things that we cannot release them. And even when we say that we have, we still haven't, because our heart has hidden these things. So we go to a place and we go to a place of thinking and believing that we are praying for relief or release, when in actuality, we're actually praying and our prayers become a miss because of the hurt, the hidden motives, and the intentions that we have. So the Lord want to help us on today. The first name that I want you to put down is your own. Write your name down. And the three words that the Lord wants us to write down for ourselves today is heal, deliver, set free. Now, I want you to go to the next page and write down somebody's name that caused you that hurt, that pain, that disappointment, that thing that you can't get over, that you can't get past, that you have not yet overcome. So you're going to need a whole lot of papers on today. And you're going to write down those three words. Heal, deliver, and set free. For any and everybody, it does not matter who it is. And we're going to start with our family. We're going to start with our family. I got so many pieces of paper up here, it's ridiculous. We're going to start with our family. I need you to turn that fan on, please. We're going to start with our family. So you're going to write down whoever name is, one name to one sheet of paper, and the word is going to be healed, delivered, and set free. And then the next page, their name, healed, delivered, set free. Now, we don't just want to do it for the people who has offended us, but we want to do it for the other people that felt like they were offended. How about that? So it's not just directing it towards that offense, but it's also directing it to that other individual too that was offended. Dear God in heaven, I'm asking you to be in our midst on today. First of all, Father God, we want to lift our hands up and glorify you as being King of kings and Lords of lords. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are creator of all creations. You are the very epitome of it all, God. You are the essence of it all. And we just want to bow down to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and lift you up. We want to lift you up because we don't want to lift up that thing, Father God, that has caused us to be disrupted inside of our thoughts. We don't want to lift up that thing, Father God, that causes us to hurt and feel so bad within our emotions. We don't want to lift up that thing, Father God, that has occurred or we had encountered that challenge, Father God, that causes us to get into a place of rage or even sadness. We do not want to lift up anything higher than you right now, God. And if by chance we have, Lord, by simply reverencing that thing, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever won, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we have accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any and everything that causes us to be in a place of despair, Lord, we're laying it at your feet. We're going to let you be God so we won't be us. Because there's so many times in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we want to put our hands to it, Lord, and then we cause it to be even more disrupted. Oh, God, we coming to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we're laying down every care. We're laying down every fear. We're laying down every situation. We're laying down every concern. We lay it all down at your feet because we know that you can handle it. We know that you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, speak, or even imagine. So we're going to give it to you, God. And we're not going to try to do what we do, Father God. And that's simply too much. Oh, God, touch each and every individual in this sanctuary on today. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch even the ones that's on the way, Father God. Let them get here safely, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let not them make up an excuse, Father God, in the name of Jesus, just not to come into your house, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free. I'm asking you to touch the ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that desire to come and can't. I'm asking you to even touch the ones, Father God, that need to come and they won't. Oh God, I'm asking you to stir some things up in the hearts of your people on today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Put coals of fire on my tongue that it burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord. That I will only speak the oracles of you. Oh God, I'm asking you up. Be in the midst of us on today, Father God, as we write these things down. Be in the midst of us on today, Father God, as we consider and then reconsider. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you expound in your word, Lord, that we may be able to be overcomers, God. And as you say, more than a conqueror. I'm asking you to allow your peace to rest, rule, and abide within our hearts, our minds, and even our bodies, Lord. Let us not think wayward, Father God. And even let us not lean to our own understanding. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to continue to point the finger, even wag the head at one another. But help us on today, Father God, to even evaluate and improve our own selves, Lord, that we may be in right standing, that as we come to you in prayer, we may pray the right prayer to get some results. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. Encamp your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Drench us with your blood. Cover us in your blood. Wash us and make us over on today. For you are simply who you are, the great I am. We thank you even in advance, Lord, for what you are about to do in our lives, Lord. Oh God, govern over our lives. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to play this song for you guys right quick. Because don't none of us know what nobody else done went through. Don't none of us know what nobody else has experienced unless they have testified of the victory that they have already achieved and accomplished through Christ Jesus. See, God don't want us to be in a place of bondage. That's why he gave us some tools and some that we may be able to utilize, some things that we may be able to get past, some things that we may be able to experience, some things even in peace in the midst of all the chaos. See, it's so many things that we have hidden down in the inside of our hearts that we have not even expressed. How about we done buried and even simply forgot about it until the Lord bring it to our memory? He did that to me on today. He brought some things to my memory that I simply had forgot all about. Not even regarding it or disregarding it. I just had forgot about it. Oh, wow. Because it happened for so long ago that I had buried that hurt. Let me pause. I buried that hurt. I buried that thing that I was afraid to face. That's what we do. We bury stuff. You know, he had me preach a sermon about those hidden treasures. But we're not going to do that today. What we're going to do today is open up ourselves unto the Lord that he may be able to enter in. And in the midst of him entering in, we may be able to release these things. Yellow sheets of paper, red pens. You want to write down your name first. And then you want to write down three words. Heal, deliver, and set free. Those are the three words. And then after you do that for yourself, you want to start writing it down for any and everything and any and everybody that has ever hurt you, caused you pain, caused you hurt, caused affliction in your mind, your body, emotionally, mentally, physically, or even verbally. It does not matter who it is. It could be something that happened even when you was in school, baby. It could be something that happened even before you went to school, because I can remember even when I was before school, I can remember all the way down to maybe 2 or 3 years old. I don't know about nobody else, but I can. It's some things that we still hold on to that we have not yet released. And so we go to God and we start praying about these things. And in the midst of us praying about these things, that dark cloud still hover over us because we have not yet released them. Why we release them? Because we ain't faced them. Oh, it'll blow over. Oh, I just don't want to deal with this. Oh, I just don't want to do this. You can turn that fan off because there's a few people in here that's cold. See, and so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that this and that or that and that, and it causes us to lean to our own understanding, and we still be offended for absolutely no reason at all. We offend our own selves. How about our own thoughts? The name of the sermon today, you guys. Let me throw all my stuff down here. The name of the sermon today, you guys, is Hidden Hurts and Silent Prayers. Hidden Hurts and Silent Prayers. Now, the Lord said, now these are all basic words, and the people know what they mean, but do they really understand how they affect us? We don't know effect. I've even preached a sermon before called Cause and Effects. So it's a reason why the Lord wants me to keep reiterating these things, because he wants us to be healed, delivered, and set free. He do not want us to be in a place of bondage. Oh, she preached about that before and today. Yeah, I did, but he gave me a whole nother perspective. Every time I preach, you can listen to each sermon. And then if he give me a scripture and it's the same scripture, he gave me a whole different perspective on that scripture that you may be able to relate to, that you may be able to be what? Healed, delivered, and set free. Because this is what God wants us to be. He do not want us to be walking around in bondage again. Don't nobody know nobody else's story. Don't nobody know what nobody else went through, or how they went through, or even how long, how about what they going through, or how long they've been in that situation as they went through it. Don't nobody know the torment and the emotional bondage that has caused us to be in a place of captivity, all because a word that was said to us then, that if it's said to us now, it put us in a mess of a state in our minds. Don't nobody really know, but God wants us to be what? Healed, delivered, and set free. This is why he say, write your name down first. Write that word, healed, delivered, and set free. And then anybody else, we should have a whole lot of papers that we throw up here on this altar. We should have a whole bunch of stuff going on. Because we don't want to keep holding on to this stuff. We don't want to hold on to the stuff that has offended us in our own thoughts. So write your name down one more time. One more time. I'm just being obedient. Y'all ain't got to. I'm going to do what he said. Because I even want to be healed, delivered, and set free. I don't care if I wrote it down before. He said do it again, I'm going to do it again. If he tell me to write down 100 times, I'm going to write down 100 times. And then I'm going to write down 100 more, because I want double portions of healing, freedom, and... Did y'all hear what I say? I'm talking about me. I don't know about nobody else because I'm serious about this thing. I don't want to walk around in bondage in my mind and in my heart every time a challenge or a circumstance or something come up that it causes me to raise my voice or it causes me to get so angry that I want to go and chop heads off for real, for real. I want to be... Hidden hurts. Silent prayers. We going to the book of James. Hidden. What is hidden? Being out of sight or not readily apparent. It's to keep a secret. Sometimes we want to keep secrets about how we feel about folk, but don't you know that these secrets is not a secret? Because let me sit up here and tell you something. I don't care how you try to hide fake or even put on a camouflage suit. A person can tell or even feel different other things that you feel concerning them. Don't mess around and be in God and have his spirit down inside of you, baby. That discernment is going to instantly expose your secret. That stuff that you got hidden down in the inside. You faking, oh, how you doing? But really in the inside, you hate me. Really? No, we're not doing that no more. We're not doing that no more. Because what we need to do is evaluate ourselves on what is the reason why I really hate you. The reason why I really hate you is absolutely nothing that you did to me, but it's something that I thought inside of my own mind that causes me to get into that place of what? Captivity. And so now I'm praying. In the midst of me praying, because I'm hiding this thing that I need to face or I need to open up about or I need to acknowledge, now I'm praying. But my prayers are altered because of my thoughts. And I cannot pray the right kind of prayers. I have heard people come right up here on this altar. And I heard them say, Lord, touch my mother because such and 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 such. Turn her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus so that they won't do this and they won't do that and such and such and such and such. Now, all the time, they don't know that what they're praying is pointing a finger and wagging the head. Okay? Lord, see, we do stuff unknowing, unintentionally, because we know already that God said he's going to be my avenger. So if I go to God and say, Lord, they're supposed to be a man or a woman of God, and they doing this and they saying this and such, 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 such. So now you're judging. I just heard the prophet say this morning, he said, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. I heard the prophet say this morning that we have to be careful about saying or doing stuff, and we got to be fearful of messing with the anointing of God. I wouldn't give a rat's tail whether they sitting in a pew. They ain't even got to be standing up here. Did y'all hear what I say? So we going to James chapter 5. Did I say that? I said James, but I said chapter 5. So we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that we got the right prayers. I done heard people sit up here and say, Lord, you say vengeance is yours. And they did this to me and they said this to me, God. And they this and they such and such and such and such and such and such, such, such. But is they saying the truth or is they saying something that's trying to help you? See, because the Bible declares that we are supposed to be helpers one to another. If I see my brother or my sister overtaken in a fall, I'm supposed to go to them and I'm supposed to help them to overcome and bring them back up into their right place, their right position, that they would be in their right mind, that they would think right, act right, and live right towards one another. How? In peace. Okay. That's the first point that he gave me this morning. Now the next thing is, in the midst of me going to them, and they get offended or they get mad, is they getting offended because they don't want to acknowledge or even accept the truth, or are they getting offended because they quote unquote, that hidden thing is exposed? You see, we talking about us today. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. Ain't nobody in here exempt, because we all got them hidden hurts. We all got them secret prayers that we think is the right kind of prayers, when in actuality, have we yet evaluated and considered what we praying or even how we praying so our prayers won't be amiss or as a vapor? No, we ain't did that either. Come on, somebody. Y'all might not like me today. It's okay. James chapter 5. Hidden. Being out of sight or not readily apparent is to keep a secret. What hurts? Hurts, hurts. To inflict with physical, emotional, or verbal pain. To cause damage, injury, or distress to someone. It's to reduce the soundness effectiveness or perfection of someone causing sadness or grief. Reducing the size. Baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. When you hurt, you are not in a right sound mind. When you mad, you are not in a right sound mind. When you bitter, you what's the soundness of mind? Do we even know what a soundness of mind is? We don't know what a soundness of mind is. The Bible says that we're supposed to be of a sober mind. That's soundness. Sober does not just mean not drinking, not getting high, not smoking. No, it means having the right kind of thought towards one another. You got to be sound in that thought that you got towards one another. You got to be sound in that attitude that you got towards one another in order for your thought to go to a place of soundness. How in the world you going to have a sound mind towards somebody else in a conversation that you don't want to accept, and it is simply the truth?
Yeah, come on.
You ain't in no sound mind because you mad. And why you mad? Because the truth is open. The Bible says the truth will make you free, not just set you free. It'll make, so it gotta make some things come about you that is not appropriate or morally acceptable to society. We ain't even talking about God.
Come on, come on.
We ain't even talking about how it's got. Because, baby, if that's the case, we ought to be for real, walking holy, upright, and circumspect. Mm-hmm. Keeping our hands clean.
Come on.
He say, touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean thing. Do you think that is just applying to drugs and liquor and beer and all that? No. I'm not going to touch that thing that's causing you to get discombobulated in your mind because you ain't thinking sound. I'm not going to handle that thing. I don't want to handle it because I might not handle it right. If I taste of it, the Bible says a little leaveneth the whole lump. Baby, I may get contaminated. And if I get contaminated along with your contamination, it's going to be corrupt. And that corruptness is going to cause me what? To miss the mark. I'm going to hell. And you too, and we holding hands doing it. And that's just real talk. God don't want us to be in a place that we get so messed up and so wrapped up in that. How do I know? Because I know through the experiences of it all. The attacks. My perception through what I see and what I have heard for years. It damaged the soundness in my mind. Did I say I'm talking about Yvette? Let me give y'all a story. See, when I was coming up, the one thing that we did not ever lack was love. My mother and my grandparents always, come give me a hug. I love you. You do this out of love. And such and such and such, we did not lack it. And so, because we did not lack it, it became a yearning for it. So, if we saw, let me not say wait, I'm going to say even. Because you can tell when there's more love given to one than the other. You can tell. We call it favoritism, ain't it? Oh, you know you love them more than you love. I knew my mother loved my brother and my sister more than she loved me. I knew that. So what did it cause me to do? It caused me to perform some acts. Or do something so that she can simply accept me as she accepted them. So what did I do? I was smart. I wanted to make sure I got all my grades in order. I was as smart as out of all my mama kids. I'm the only one to graduate school and high school and college. I'm the only one that did this and did that. I just wanted to. My mother did not tell me she was proud of me until I was 35 years old. But yet she praised my sisters and my brothers. And they did absolutely nothing but would sing or would do this and that. You see what I'm saying? So, what kind of damage did that do to me? It didn't give me soundness of my thoughts and my prayers. Because my grandmama and them talked, they raised me up in prayer. Sure, I received the Holy Ghost when I was 8. So my grandmama fed me that. I just wanted to understand some things. And so in the midst of it, I start praying more and more and more to the Lord. And he just started revealing some things to me at a young age that I may be able to understand, and I would not be so easily offended. See, my mother only did what she knew to do because of how her mother did her. My grandmother favored her over her other two children. So it's always that one. It happened in the Bible. Come on, y'all, with Jacob now. It happened in the Bible how she favored her one son over the other. Jacob and Esau, I don't want to know the story. So it affects us. It affects us in a way that when you see one thing, it triggers something else. But because it happened when you was young and all this, you had all that stuff that you seen, that you experienced. That I can give y'all 4, 5, 6, 7 more stories that can cause the soundness in your mind to be distorted and trigger something even in your adulthood. And you forgot all about it until the Lord brings it back to surface. So why is he bringing it back to surface? Because he want to heal, deliver, and set you free. Amen. That's why. Yeah. See, because hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. Hurt people hurt people. Damaged people does damaging things to other people to damage them. What we say, misery loves company, is for real. It's for real. If a person is in an unsound state in their thoughts and in their, they're going to do something. How we say it, don't poke that bear.
Yeah.
They want to do something. How many times you done been mad at somebody and then did something to say something to make them mad? How many times you done said, somebody done said something to you, and even though it was the truth, you would turn it around and point the finger at them as if it was a lie? That's me, girl. I had so many papers, it's ridiculous.
I ain't done.
For real. Hidden hurts. Silent prayers. What's silent? Making no mention of it. Making no protest or outcry. Deliberately refraining from speech. I said, you know what? I'm just not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let them go ahead. But when you not saying nothing, it don't do nothing. But did I tell y'all about the foundation and the brick and the mortar? Brick by brick, layer by layer. We build, we keep stacking it up until it's all the way up there. I done added up to here. No, you haven't, because you still piling bricks. But you done got a ladder to put more brick and mortar up there, because you put yourself in a fortress thinking that you're going to protect yourself by not saying nothing, thinking that you're protecting yourself by holding some things in. Now, mind you, in the midst of you addressing that thing, you can address it in a way to get any and every answer that you want, and it'll be the truth. But go to a person in rage or anger or bitterness or sarcasm or antagonism, they're going to lie. And then they're going to try to whoop right back at you. For real, for real. The Bible says the soft man turns away wrath. You can heap coals of fire on somebody's head. They will come to you. Let me tell you something. I have experienced it before. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go to the scripture. James chapter 5. Prayers is an address to God in word of thought, an earnest request to God. You just can't go to him praying just any kind of way. You can't represent yourself as being holy, Christ-like, kind, going to God any kind of way on the behalf of somebody else because of your ugly thoughts and your ugly ways. Your anger and your bitterness. James chapter 5, verse 15. First word. Confess Don't nobody want to do that. What is confess? To tell or make known something such as something wrong or damaging to oneself or others. It's to make an acknowledgement of something unpleasant as true or valid. Because we don't want to hear the truth. It's to accept the truth or existence of something, usually reluctantly. We do not want to accept absolutely nothing or acknowledge absolutely nothing. Confess. When you confess something, you're not going to that individual saying, you know what? I want to confess, you know, that I was wrong for saying that. But I only said it because you did this and you. No. You confessing you. It don't matter what they do. See, because you got to make sure that you keep yourself in right standing with God. You cannot be in the midst of confession and then start pointing a finger or wagging a head. Accusing or making accusations of somebody. That is not confession. So let's start again. Confess. Confess what? Your faults. Not nobody else. Confess your. And what is a fault? It's a responsibility for wrongdoing or failure. It's a defect in your character. It's something that spoils the appearance or completeness of a thing. The state of being healed as the cause of something that needs to be set right. So you got to set some things right within yourself first before you can even go and set some things right with somebody else. Let me give you an example. There's absolutely no way that I could have addressed my sister 3 years ago concerning my mother with the right state of mind because of what she did, how she said it, and when she said it, or what she tried to do concerning me and my mother because it was something wrong. So before I can go to her and pull that mold of that beam out of her eye, I had to look at myself for accusing her of being wicked and evil, not understanding that I was not in the right state of mind. I did not have soundness in my mind or even my thoughts, because if I did, I would have understood the hidden hurts that she had that causes her to want to hurt me. So I had to approve myself, baby. I had to check me. And my thoughts, and not leaning to my own understanding. So when I did go to prayer, I would not be praying vengefully. I would not be praying for to see that individual's demise. See, did I say I'm talking about Yvette? I'm telling y'all true stuff. I'm telling y'all some stuff that I had to go through for to get me in the right state of mind that my prayers would be able to get results. Okay, start from the top. Confess your faults one to another. I am not going to be able to come to you and take accountability for my wrong when I know I got to get it right because I'm ashamed, embarrassed, I'm afraid, I feel guilty, but I don't want you to know it. So, I don't know what you're talking about. You ain't talking about me, so I'm going to hide that. It's a secret. I don't want nobody to see. I gotta make sure I cover it up. And so if I cover it up within my own self, and then when you come to me and you try to address it, it's gonna offend me. And I'm gonna get loud, I'm gonna get mad, I'm gonna be angry, and then I'm gonna say, I don't wanna hear it because you always saying that. You always doing that. Let's just back up a little bit. Did you pay attention when I came to you and confessed what I did? I never said anything that you did. You said what you did, or you thought what you thought, and that made you want to attack me because I'm taking accountability for myself. I'm not taking accountability for what you do because that's between you and God. So if I'm coming to you and I'm telling you and confessing to you that I got an ought against you, why you mad? Because I'm trying to be free, delivered, and whole. Help me with that picture, somebody. Because they, baby, they be like a raging bull. Smoke be coming. Did you hear what I say? Baby, I have been attacked by simply trying to get peace to abound in our midst. Did you hear me? Attacked. Did I say physically? I'm just saying. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Pray. Okay, I'm going to read the whole thing. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, what is effectual? Producing or capable of producing a desired result. The effectual, fervent, what is fervent? Having or expressing great depth of feeling, meaning it's for real, it's genuine. Prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It does not mean that I'm righteous or I'm doing right or I'm better than you or no. No, it means that I need to get in the right state of mind in order to pray the right kind of prayer fervently and effectually that I may be able to get some results, and my results is to have peace. God is a God of reconciliation. He do not want us to be divided. He don't even want us to be mad and angry at one another, because he say you could get angry and sin not. He do not want us to even go to bed mad. He do not even want us to walk around and still think on that thing that causes us to get bitter and discombobulated, because he say have not a grudging heart. He do not want us to hold that animosity inside of our heart. He do not want us to walk around and hold things in either. That's why he say confess. He said, if you got a problem with me, I got a problem with you, we supposed to come and face that thing. He also say, can we just reason together? God is a God of reconciliation. He is not a God of division. If we inside of our minds and our heart causes ourselves to be divided from one another, when the Bible clearly says that we also be at peace, what with who? All men. That's everybody. Even your very enemies. Because if your ways please him and you doing the right thing, thinking the right way and acting the right way, he say he'll even make his enemies at peace with you. So you tell me God is a God of division. Not the one I serve. So we got to be in the right state of mind. We got to stay in the right state of mind. And in the midst of it, we got to pray for our own self-support. Lord, just go to him and let him have it. Lord, this person did this and that person did that. Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, I want you to help me to see me, that I won't keep being me, that you can be you and us both. Because that anger and that rage, baby, will put you in a state, baby. You will walk around not just with a chameleon suit and pretending. You will walk around, baby, and you will be so fake until your mask even cracking. Did you hear what I say? We don't want to do fake. Because it ain't going to get you in. Why? Because you're lying. Don't you know that? Oh, Jesus. Don't you know being fake is a lie? It's a blatant lie. He said, be not double-minded. Is that not fake? The Lord had me to tell somebody before, you living a double life, baby. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. That's a double life. What do he mean by that? He does not mean that you just doing this and you just doing that. He mean up here in your mind, baby. Up here in your mind. We not just double-minded, we triple-minded, quadruple-minded. We got all kind of minds, baby. They say you're schizophrenic or bipolar. No, you just confused. You confused. Why is you confused? Because you ain't got no stability. You ain't got no stability. Why? Because God is not your anchor. Because if God was your anchor, baby, we'll try. Even if it's hard for us to do, we'll try. And in the midst of trying, we acknowledge that we can't do it, so we need some help. So we go to God and we confess to him our wrongs. Lord, I'm wrong for doing this. Lord, I'm wrong for thinking that. Lord, I'm wrong for the Lord, I'm wrong, and I need you to help me to get it right, because I can't get it right. You're the only one that can impute righteousness down inside of me, God. Because right now, I want to tear their head off. What's wrong with being honest? Lord, right now, I don't love them. You is a God of love, so I need you to help me to love, Lord. Right now, Lord, that thing is heavy on my heart and it's causing me to be vengeful. I want to do this and do that. So, Lord, I know you say vengeance is yours, but right now, God, I ain't there. I need you to help me. What's wrong with just releasing it? It ain't nothing wrong with releasing it. Because let me tell you something. It will heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Because when you go to God, you'll get some results. Elijah. Elijah, y'all. That man went through so much, it was ridiculous. But every time he went to the Lord, he went to the Lord with the right state of mind. And he got results. It's right here in the book. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Y'all remember the sermon I preached? What fruits are you bearing? See, God wants us to get into a place that even when people come up against us or the ones we love, that we stay in the right state of mind to be able to pray for them and even with them that we can do what get results. Because when he say vengeance is mine, baby, your righteous prayer will allow you to witness his vengeance. And in the midst of it, I'm talking about Yvette, you're going to get the prayer in this. Oh, Lord, please show your mercy. Oh, Lord, please, God, just don't kill them, God. Oh, Lord, please, just give them another chance. Baby, I have prayed for them. The prophet told me this morning, even Stephen, when they stoned him to death, he said, Lord, please forgive them. I commend my life unto you. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. A lot of people are ignorantly doomed. That's what he just said. They ignorantly are doomed. And when you go to confess and try to help them to get out of that place of perdition, that's hell, y'all. Perdition is hell. They get out of that place, then they want you to go with them by provoking you. The Bible says we also honor our mothers and our fathers that we may have longer life on earth. But the Bible also says that they don't pose to provoke us. I'm just going to shout them. Did you hear what I say? See, even in that, I dare you to hold your peace. I dare you to hold your peace. Baby, people have attacked me physically, and the only thing I did was going to prayer out loud. And shook. Baby, they just dropped it and backed up and walked it. Yeah. Because I got the right state of mind right now. I'm confess, Lord, you better help me from retaliating, because every time I retaliate, I go to jail, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help. Lord, help me, Father God, to keep it. I ain't praying for you.
Praying for me, okay?
I'm not praying for you. I pray you're praying for you. I'm praying for me. Because I want to stay in the what? Right state of mind. I want to be sound and sober. And I can't. So I'm going to confess it, Lord. I got to confess this. Any confessions, y'all better start writing it down right now. Lord, I'm letting you have it right now, God. And then I'm going to ask you to remove it from me. Take that thing so heavy up off my heart. Remove it. He had me to preach a sermon. Forgiveness rewards love. When we sincerely forgive, that compassion and that piety come. And you be looking at that person like, okay. All you can say is, okay. And then you're praying for them. Because you're in your right state of mind. So the more we pray for ourselves, the better it'll be when we go to pray for somebody else. Did y'all hear that today? We don't want to get into a place or go to a place where when we go to God, we like David. Lord, slay him, God. We want the heart of David because we want to be the apple of God's eye. But David was not just a warrior. He was a fighter. Are y'all paying attention? Yet David knew the mess he had in his heart. So what he prayed, Lord, renew the right spirit in me. Because right now, I want to go chop, tear down, beat down. Let me tell you about David. Even in all his victories, God gave him wisdom on even how to handle his enemies. Let me tell y'all this little story. The Bible says, and I'm paraphrasing, that when David was running from Saul, that he came to the gates of the Philistines. And he already knew that they really did not like him. But he used wisdom. The Bible says that he needed somewhere to hide. This is how he'll make your enemies at peace with you. He needed somewhere to hide. So the Bible declares that when he approached the gate, he started acting like a lunatic. And to even spit and everything was coming all out his mouth, running down his beard. And when they saw him, they was like, isn't that David, the one that slayed Goliath? They was not just scared of him, but they feared him. And the Bible says that they opened up the gate and let him in. And he was safe. Now who gonna act like a lunatic to save their own life? Not from the man they running, but from the people they running to. He made his enemies at peace with him. Why? Because of his history. Don't let your history. Did y'all get it? Let me say this. Don't let your past dictate your future. Like, don't let your history. See, his history was to slay, tear down, and claim the victory. Sometimes you gotta approach stuff differently. See, the enemy don't use no new tricks. See, you got to approach that. You can't approach that thing mad and angry and bitter like you used to. Making a whole lot of noise. How about you tiptoe up to that situation? Like a smooth operator. You see what I'm saying? In soundness of your mind. Even though, because David was sound in his mind, but his outer appearance is it. So instead of allowing your outer appearance, which is that rage, that present yourself a different way. And then watch God move. Watch him move. Watch him move on your behalf. David ain't have to defend himself. He could have went with and wrapped in rage, and they would have let him in just out of fear. Out of fear. But he did not want to dwell with people afraid of him. Is y'all getting it? He wanted to dwell in peace. Because he had already had so much chaos on the outside. It could be chaos all around you. But that peace in here, that heart will give you soundness of mind. In the knowing that God is your avenger, yet Lord have mercy. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He didn't say it wasn't going to form. If God be for you, who could stand against? If you fall, I might have to try to catch you. You see what I'm saying? So don't let that hate and all that stuff abound inside of you. Don't let it have you in a place where you are not sound in your thoughts and your mind. If you got a problem or an issue with an individual and you've been holding it in, just go to them. Because loving kindness will cause them to start confessing some things and revealing some things. That's what the Lord just said. I'm going to say that again. Not only will it cause them to confess some things, prophet, the Lord said it will cause them to reveal some things that is hidden. That is a secret. It'll open up some doors, baby, and cause some things to just fall out. That you mean, wait, where'd that fall from? Heaven? Did y'all hear what I say? And the closer that you get to God, he said, I'm going to tell you my secrets and reveal my mysteries. So you rubbing up against that thing. It's the secrets and the mysteries. It's the revealing of the truth. It's the exposure of all the devices. Because it ain't no secrets with God. It's just absolutely not. It may be with us. But if we get in that right mind, he'll expose that secret to you. But we got to be in the right state of mind in order to handle it or accept it to receive it appropriately. Are y'all following me? I got to say that again. We got to be in the right state of mind in order for the secrets and mysteries to be revealed that we may have access. Say access. Did you hear me? And it starts what? With self. With self. Acknowledging. Taking accountability. Not pointing a finger, wagging a head. Not accusing one another. It's with me. I want to begin again. Ain't that what he says? Starting again. I want to begin again with me. I don't want to miss out on absolutely nothing that God got designed for me, because I already know what he has for me is for me. So guess what? I don't want to forfeit it. I don't want to forfeit it. I don't want to have that thing and it's right there where I can see it and I can't touch it. Is that Moses? See, come on somebody. The Lord told him his secrets and revealed his mysteries, and all he could do was look. I don't want to be a spectator. I don't want to have no binoculars. I don't want to be like, ooh, look what God is doing in it. And I'm still sitting there looking like, well, where mine at, Lord? You better get in a right state of mind, or you ain't going to get absolutely nothing. Begging God to let you look on his goodness and not taste it. I'm just saying. I don't want to look. Baby, because I know God is a tangible God. How you the local see? He set up and told Joshua, he said, none of these folk going because of their unbelief. And even Moses, because of his state of mind, he can't even inherit the land of milk and honey. Baby, I want the milk, and I don't even drink milk, but I want to smell it. I want the honey, baby, because I know it's coming from the honeycomb and it's good. Did you hear what I say? I'm just saying. I don't know. This is for all of us. Baby, I don't want to sit back like Moses and look. The Bible says that not only did he tell him to look, he said, I want you to go all the way up to the top of that mountain. He gave him a good view of it. He said, I want you to look upon all this. And then he told him, you ain't going over there. You think I want to forfeit my stuff? When I done had to suffer. I done had people try to kill me, wish me dead. Beat me, put me out of church, slander my name, defamed me. You think I want to miss it? Huh. Satan, get behind me. Because I'm walking into my freedom. My deliverance. My healing. I'm going to allow God to heal me. I'm not going to keep dwelling on that thing that keeps breaking me. Because it don't even exist anymore. He didn't already show me my end. Baby, I'm running to it. Walking real fast. I'm ducking and dodging all kind of fiery darts. Because when they come, I already know you can't touch this. Why? Because I got God. But I got to stay in the right state of mind when you acting this way or treating me this way or doing this or doing that. I got to make sure I keep myself together because I'm not finna stand on that mountain and see my stuff and I can't have it. I want my stuff. Why? Why are you saying this? The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwell in it. I dwells in it and I'm God, so I'm part of it. My stuff. I want it spiritually and I want it naturally. Because he said that I can have what? In this life. I'm going to say it again. How can I have it in this time? This life. How can you obtain everything that God said that he has for you? If you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Your going in and your coming out going to be blessed. Your children going to be blessed. Your land, everything that you touch, and everywhere you tread your feet. Blessed. The Bible says so. There's 28 blessings, I think, and like 14, 15 curses. Read it. I'm not making this stuff up, y'all. Search the scriptures. It's in the New Testament, the Old Testament. Exodus, Leviticus. Read that. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28. It tells you about this stuff. I'm telling you. I want to obtain. The Lord told us through the prophet, access granted. Who is the access granted to? The ones willing and obedient. The ones that's serving. Everybody want to be a chief. Nobody want to be an Indian. I'll be an Indian. I'll be an Indian, baby. Did you hear what I say? You think I'm kidding? Girl, bye. Laugh at me if you want to. I'll be an Indian, honey. Did you hear what I say?
I'm real with you.
Because the Indians did all the praising and all the worshiping. And then they did what? They reaped all the benefits. The chief is the one that was a burden bearer. The one that did. Baby, I'll be an Indian any day. Did you hear what I say? Like a little bird in a nest. I just saw that. I got my mouth open. Feed me, Lord. Did you hear what I say? Yellow sheets of paper, red pens. Write your name. Heal, deliverance, and set free. Them the only three words you're going to put on there. And then afterwards, any and everybody that is close to you, any and everybody that has offended you or whatever it is, write their name down and write them words down. Heal, deliver, and set free. And this is for everybody. If you want it, you can have it. He said access granted. All you got to do is have that right state of mind. If there's something going on in your heart or your mind or in your very thoughts in the wee hours of the night, baby, you need to release that thing right now because you need to let it go. You do not need to continue to carry these things that's causing you to be hindered. I would not even care if it's that hidden stuff. Pull up them treasure chests. Take that stuff up out of them treasure boxes and give it unto the Lord, because he's the only one. He said, come unto me, cast your cares unto me, because I care for you. He said he'll perfect that thing that concerns you. So if it's a concern for you, don't you know he got to perfect it? And what is the perfecting of it? You're going to have to go through some things in order to perfect it, so it will not affect you the same way every time it comes and presents itself to you. And you're going to be able to tolerate it more and more and more and more and more and more until you're going to get to that point and you're just going to look and be like, okay. Okay. You're going to look at that thing and you're going to be like, thank you, Jesus. I see your goodness.
Come on.
And then the next thing you know, stuff going to get to turning around. Yeah. Stuff going to get to turning around. Why? Because you turned around. You turned around your attitude. You turned around your thought. You turned around your approach. How? You turned around your perspective, baby. That's it. I'm giving y'all the tools right now to just claim victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. After victory, what comes? Joy, right? Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Claim it. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. That joy activates the healing, right? Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. Claim it. That's it. I told Satan, get thee behind. Healing today is mine. That's the victory. Come on, y'all. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Time. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Claim it. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Claim your joy. Joy. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Tell him freedom is mine. Freedom is mine. Freedom is mine. Freedom today is mine. Today, y'all, I told Satan, get thee behind. Freedom today is mine. What about deliverance? Deliverance is mine. Deliverance is mine. Deliverance today. Thank you, Jesus. I told Satan, get thee behind. Deliverance today is mine. That's the victory. Come on, y'all. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Claim your victory. I told Satan, get thee behind. Thank you, Lord. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Claim your victory. Come on, y'all. I don't hear you. Victory today is mine. You better act like you got it. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. This is the music right here, y'all. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. And then love, say love. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. Hallelujah! I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We got the victory, y'all. We got the victory in any and everything in our lives. We ain't got to walk around here and do this and do that, but we can simply claim the victory because God got it. God got it. This was a sermon on Friday. The Lord is your shepherd. So you ain't got to worry about all that extra stuff. You ain't got to think and believe it's something opposite of what God said. Because he is your shepherd. That's your victory right there. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. It's praying time. I want you guys to bring all those things and put it on the altar. So that you can clearly pray for yourself. As I get ready to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm safe. That's it. Safe. For that safety net, Lord. Thank you for being our shepherd, giving us the victory as we write these things down. As we give you all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we releasing it unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we can't handle it and we don't even want to. Right now, we releasing these things unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and casting our cares on you, letting it all go. We will enter into your place of rest. You say, God, after we have suffered for a while, you'll establish us, you'll strengthen us, God. Oh, God, do it. Let your people enter into their rest. Because we are safe in your arms, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here on today. Cover me in your blood and hide me behind your cross, God. Giving your strength, your hope, and even your peace. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to enter into your rest and the understanding, God, that we got the victory. Lord, there's so many things, situations, concerns, and even challenges, Lord, that has attacked your people, Lord. The enemy is trying to be busy, Lord, but we know, Father God, that all things is going to work out for our good. So we're not just coming to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, on our own behalf, but we're standing in the God for our family members, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our loved ones near and far, our children, God, our grandchildren, husbands, and even wives. We are coming to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are our shepherd. We are coming to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, putting down every worry, every care, every concern, every challenge, and every problem. Oh, God, we know we have the victory through you, Father God, and if by chance it may look bleak because of the situation or the circumstance, God, we're going to cast all our cares at your feet. We're going to throw it all down at you right now, Father God, because we know that you can handle it and that you can fix it. You are our shepherd, Lord. I'm asking you right now not to just touch your people on today, Father God, but give them the wisdom that they need, God, to approach the matter. Give them the knowledge, God, on what to say and even approach the matter. And give them the understanding that they need that they will not need to their own understanding. Expound your people in your word, Father God, that they will have the right mind, the right attitude, and the right approach. Elevate your people on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not continue to approach that matter the same way that they normally approach it. Escalate your people on today, God, that they may be illuminated in your will, your way, your purpose, and even your plan. Oh, God, I'm asking you to ground and root your people, God, that they will not be so easily moved by their circumstance, their situation, or their concern. I'm asking you to be give your people soundness of mind, Father God, even in the midst of the chaos and even the attacks. I'm asking you to release your angels on their behalf, Father God, their loved ones, God. Dispatch them, protect them, let them stand guard and take watch. Oh God, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people on today, Father God, and we're touching and agreeing, God, that you will untangle some things and unmangle some things, and let that thing be exposed as a trap. Oh God, reveal the tricks of the enemy. Oh God, and dismantle the devices that was ready, Okoshana. Sever the head of the enemy on today, God. Teach your people hands to war and their fingers to fight in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Let matters be so verbally abusive towards one another. Help us not to be so emotionally distraught. Give us soundness and stability, God. Complete the work that you've begun in your people, God, that they may lift up a standard for you with morals and integrity. Oh, God, help your people on today, God, to present themselves holy, God, and to be your co-shining in La Casilla. Join your people and be your co-sana. Give us a heart of forgiveness, Lord, and a heart of absolution, that we may forgive the unforgivable and accept the unacceptable. Give us a completeness that we need and a joy even in the midst of the chaos. Help us on today, Father God. Plant us, ground us, root us, and uproot those seeds, God, that was planted inside of us, Lord, that causes us to be wayward and hateful. Removing in everything from our hearts that's not like you. Circumcise our hearts on today. Circumcise it, God. Scale it and chisel away. Chisel away all that stuff that's not useful, that we may have a heart of flesh. Break up the fallow ground, God, that we may be purified in you. Remove the maskers. Take off the chameleon suit, that we may be true, that we may be genuine, that we may be sincere. Give us the courage, God, to confess our faults. Give us the courage, God, without any embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt, and compromising our salvation no more. Oh, God, help us on today and serve that spirit of regret on today, God, that we will never, ever be bound again, pulling the ball and chains. Loose us, Free us. Deliver us. Make us whole today, God. Oh, God. Be a son of my man, Nere Lakasi. He can Nere Loko Shana. Oh God, every secret. Hire Loko Sana. He can Nere Loko Si. Oh, Baba Baba Hashana. Every secret. Break it up. Do it, God. Hold Nere Loko Si. Oh, my man, little Lucy. Because don't nobody know nobody else's story.
Free, right now.
Free your people.
Oh,
heal your people.
Oh, God.
I'm ready to be delivered.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Shake it off your people, God.
Deliver me
in my sins. Remove the double-mindedness. Remove living a double life. Free your people. Free us, Lord. Oh, Baba Baba, shake it off your people. Hiya, Baba Baba. Change their thoughts, their attitudes, and even their perspective. Free us, Lord. We're not going to allow that thing to put us in bondage no more. Jesus. 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 Thank you for your freedom. Thank you for your freedom, God. Thank you for delivering your people. Thank you, Jesus, for the hope and the restoration. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For his peace. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We're not going to allow these hidden things, them hidden hurts, to rule us. free today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're free today. Thank you for the freedom. No more chains. If you still got them chains, it's because you want them. This song say, I'm giving you every secret, every hurt, every pain. I'm giving it all to you. No more hidden hurts. You free. Right now, he making you over right now. He making you over right now. Thank you for the makeover, Lord. We ain't got to go to no plastic surgery. We ain't got to get our bodies altered. Because we got Jesus. He making us over. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe that thing, you may have a seat. Make us over, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord, y'all, and I won't take it back. I thank him for his word on today that will help us to stay encouraged, knowing we got the victory. We got the victory. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise for his word on today. Prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Y'all know when the Lord through, I'm through. I can't make up nothing, y'all. I don't got nothing else to say. That's it and that's all. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. And then we're going to dismiss. Please make sure that you continue to pray for one another. Everybody that's in here, let's pray for them and their family members. The Lord knows their names. He knows who they are. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord, y'all, and I will not take it back. It's a whole lot of stuff, for real, that we be holding on to, but we released it today, y'all, right? Everybody release that, so I release that stuff. I'm free. I ain't taking that stuff back home with me. I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.